it's great to see, and that's what, where we want to be. We want to be back in the conversation of making the tournament. We want to be in the conversation of getting league championships. We want to be in the conversation of attending Frozen Fours. And wasn't that long ago that we had not been in the conversation for many, many years. So we're getting there. Now the next step is we brought the program to a certain point, but now the next step maybe be the hardest step is to get in that tournament on a regular basis and advance in the tournament. That's the next huge step. So we've gotten to a point where, like I said, we're in the conversation, we're right there, but now the next step is a big one. So and we have to take that step, and we have to as coaches make sure we have our sights on that. And as players, we have to understand that, and these guys aren't, not to be just satisfied. We want more. That's, you're never happy, Dirk. And but anyway, thanks for the comment. The tough part is when you, for the seniors, you really feel for them, and they've given so much to this program. They've left the program in better shape than where they found it, and that's the bottom line. And they set the standards high, just like last year's senior class did. Now this one, and there's pressure on the Hainanens and the Baltuses and the Nevilles and the Sturroses and the Watsons and the Hannahs and all those great players we have coming back to take it to another step. So. I'm satisfied with some things going on, but not totally. There's still a lot of work to do, and we understand that.
Two teams, if I'm understanding this right, two teams got into the tournament strictly on their automatic bids,
right?
Being Ferris State and RIT.
Right.
Does any one of our losses throughout the season turned into a win get us in?
I don't know. I didn't do any of the it's frustrating enough, so I didn't. You don't want to pile on or say but you're always going to have, I think every team's always going to look back and say, well, that game or this game, and especially when you're the bubble team, it makes it harder to swallow when you're the bubble team. If we would have had some other things go our way, but you can't count on other teams winning or losing. You got to put yourself in a position. But I'm sure there's some opportunities that we let go. But there's some games that we won when maybe we shouldn't. I can't think of many though. We played really well in a lot of games this year. So and the beauty of it's we're in every game. I think there might have been one game this year that we're totally out. Maybe the Bemidji game we were, but other than that, when's the last time we have lost only 9 games, Dirk?
Long time, I saw.
Yeah, the disappointment is still there. But at some point, you have to reflect, like that question there, or that comment, doesn't all the good things going on. You have to build upon that. And I'm the kind of guy who doesn't look at the past too much and things you can't change, but things that we can control. And going forward, we can control how hard we work this spring. We can control how positive we are coming into next fall. We can continue to push the envelope, set the bar high. There's things that we have in our control that we can continue to do, and that's the way I'm going to look at it.
Next question, do you think that next year's team will be as good as this one?
Yes, I really do. Jamie Phillips was a heck of a goaltender for us, and just like Phoenix before him was a real good goaltender and a great prospect, and I like our goaltenders. I really like our goaltenders, and I felt any one of the three could have played and done an excellent job. But obviously, Jamie was the guy, and we'll be good there. We're not scheduled to lose, any of the defensemen who played in the game the other night. We Jimmy Davis and Walker Hyland have given so much for the program, and but we've got 6 regulars returning on the blue line, and we got a couple real good ones coming in. Mm-hmm. Up front, you got Patan, Gould, obviously Ike, Patty Anderson. So, we're going to miss some of the scoring there. But even this year, I thought, where's the scoring going to come from? I was really concerned about that. And, Lesbron stepped up his game. Hainanen stepped up his game. Brent Baltus made strides. Jake Lucchini, you can see how good he's going to be. Jake Jackson is waiting in the wings. And Mason Blacklock and Evan Anderson, some guys who I think can really play, have looked good, but there just wasn't the room for them this year. So, I'm looking forward to next year already. I think we're going to have a real good team.
Can you comment on the procedure followed once a referee cannot continue?
Yes. So if there's an injury or let's say a referee that doesn't even make it to the rink because of traffic or airline thing or whatever, in a situation like this for the Final Five in the NCAA tournament, you have a backup crew there. So there's a backup crew, and at that point, they have to decide which referee is going to work the game. So there were the two referees who worked the game prior, and then there actually is a couple backup referees there too. So they just felt that the gentleman they picked would be good, and they came to both coaches just to make sure there was no issues with that, because he had just worked a game, and I had no issues. So they just said, here's the guy, he's going to work the game, and that's fine. So I was good with that.
Will the Big Ten teams ever stop requiring two games to one?
Yes. And some teams are doing that, and we have a deal right now with a team that straight up. And so, yeah, I think they will. And, you know, there's going to be a lot going on with college hockey still the next couple of years. You know, we're all looking at the attendance at the our final conference tournaments, especially out west, and, you know, looking at the crowds and some things. So it'll be interesting. There's going to be some things going on, and Arizona State's going to come on board somewhere. So, but I think the Big Ten, get back to the question, yeah, they'll come off of that a little bit. They've got to play so many home games. I mean, you know, they've got these big buildings, and they want to, you know, they can make so many dollars. And mm-hmm. Part of the department is, you know, they have sponsor so many sports, and hockey is one of those sports that can at least pay for themselves, if not make money.
How do you prepare the players mentally to face a team like Ferris State when we've already, I guess they're talking about the Alaska series here. How did you prepare the team to play Alaska in that weekend after we'd already beaten them four times in the season, knowing that they're going to be close games again?
Well, yeah, we did. And I think part of that is you're in playoff mode all of a sudden. You know, it really is. We needed to win those Alaska games to move on. And I think it helped playing them 2 weeks before, because we found out how difficult the games were. So you didn't have to say much on the Alaska, because we just saw them and they played well. They're getting their best player back. You don't have to really do a lot. As coaches, you just make sure you design your practice plan and the things that you need to do in practice and have the energy. We had a great week prior to Alaska. Thing I'm always worried about, excuse me, is we had spring break, and I wasn't sure how good we were going to be, but I think we did the right thing. We practiced early in the morning, and usually have more energy in the morning than later in the day, and I thought we were great that week. We were ready to play. This week, and it's not an excuse, but it was a herky-jerky week. We left Tuesday night after practice, so when you're on what I call a getaway day, is you very rarely, it's hard to have a great practice, because your guys are, you know, worried about getting on the road and this and that, and you have to maintain the focus. We were okay Tuesday, and then Wednesday, you know, it was a long bus ride, and we jumped basically off the bus, went to the practice rink, and had to practice. And you know, we were a little bit better, but it wasn't your typical week of practice. I thought we were just okay in practice, even though you're trying to create some competition. We're trying to work on some things that will help us in the game, and we weren't hopeless in the game. Like I said, I watch it back, and we were fine, but. You just have to understand, you have to know your team, how hard to push them, what days you need to switch drills up, maybe some more battle competition drills, so you get that compete in them. And that's what the one thing we wanted to try to do against Ferris is to use our speed, and we knew we were going to have to compete. We knew we were going to have to grind it and muck it up a little bit, and we worked on some things that should have been able to help us in the game. They just never let us use our speed, or they always had guys back, and then down in the zone, they always outnumbered us, even though we tried to get in some situations. So they did a good job of that.
A lot of these questions, Coach, are asking more explanation on the pairwise. You've already done that 100 times.
Well,
over.
That's okay.
You already done it. So I guess to answer the end of this question,
sure.
Or to pose the end of this question, do you see at all the field being expanded in maybe 20 or 24 teams?
Well, it's interesting. I had a reporter from the Detroit Free Press call me yesterday after the selections, and he's a big fan of Tech and, you know, good supporter. And we got talking about it a little bit because, you know, we're eighth in winning percentage. Our team was, I think we're top 10 in offense, top 10 in defense, right there in scoring margin, 11th in power play. Anyway, you slice it, pretty good team. And to be thrown out in a one and done, it's hard. And he asked me about that. And I said, well, the one thing that I'm starting to look at more because of these automatic qualifiers would be to possibly have a play-in game, something like basketball does. Now, the logistics of that are, you'd have to go through it, but It wouldn't be bad to have either one or two play-in games like basketball does. You know, they had one, then they had another one. So, especially when you're kicking out some teams with some pretty good records, just because of the way the system.